Western New York CJ Country, your home for high school sports, is proud to present all the excitement of Section 5 high school hoops. Tip-off is just minutes away, and tonight's game is brought to you by
SUNY GCC. Discover all they have to offer at genesee.edu. By Partners for Prevention, helping the community prevent underage drinking, gambling, and substance abuse. By Summit Family Dental Care in Warsaw and Geneseo. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com because your smile matters. By Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry, the standard of excellence since 1877. By Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs. By Harding Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, serving CJ Country for more than 45 years. By Rob's Glass in Warsaw and Batavia, reflecting excellence since 1984. By Salmon Orthodontics, start your journey to a better life by visiting salmonorthodontics.com. By Country Kitchen in Perry, for the best breakfast, finger-licking lunch, and delicious dinners. By the Perry Vets Club, welcoming all military veterans with free membership. By Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw, an established family friend since 1919. By Cole Building Solutions in Silver Springs, specializing in commercial barns and storage since 2012. By Hendrickson's Hook Trimming in Perry. Contact Zane at 269-9587. By Creative Food Ingredients in Perry. If you're looking for a great career, Creative Food Ingredients has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees. By Reisdorf Oil and Propane in Warsaw, Batavia, and North Java. Family-owned and operated since 1953. By Warsaw Sea Store and Virgin Sea Store and Alexander Country Deli. Your small-town convenience store and fueling station. By Odds Collision in Warsaw. State-of-the-art collision and mechanical work. Let Odds get your vehicle back in the game. By the Firing Pin in Bergen, Western New York's premier shooting range, gun shop, and training center. And by Warsaw Redemption Center. On the web at warsawredemptioncenter.com.
Now, let's head courtside for pregame coverage with John Carlson.
And tonight from Leroy, it is the Leroy Wacker Knights playing host to the Lexworth Legends. Hello again, everybody. This is John Carlson. It is high school basketball on CJA Country. Livingston County matchup, the Lexworth Legends under Coach Tyler King coming with a record of 2 wins, 14 losses. The Leroy Wacker Knights under Coach Mike Battaglia coming with a record of 12 wins and 6 losses. This is the second time these two teams have played played exactly a month ago on January 13th. That game was in Lexworth. In that game, Leroy handily won 84-52. Just under a week left of regular season action, then they'll get sectionals going. So both teams looking to get tuned up for that. Leroy right now the number one seed, and Lexworth right now a number 15 seed. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we will have a closer look at the two teams. You're listening to high school basketball on CJ Country.
Genesee, your path with GCC. GCC offers a number one value for a community college in Western New York and 75 plus academic programs that are transferable too. You'll get hands-on training in their new state-of-the-art labs, including the new welding lab and the advanced manufacturing and skilled trades lab. On-campus student housing is available. Registration is now open. Apply for free online at genesee.edu/apply. Start your journey today.
It's cold outside, and you want to ensure your family's comfort and safety. That's why you chose us. Hi, Tony Pekka here for Reisdorf Oil and Propane, serving Western New York since 1953. You ask why Reisdorf, why today? It is more important than ever to deal with a company that will treat you fairly and honestly. We are that company that supports local fire departments, schools, and charities. We live here, we shop here, and know the value of being a local American-owned company. Call us today at 343-4453 and find out what it takes to become a part of the Reisdorf family of customers.
Good luck to all of our local athletes from Summit Family Dental Care. A smile can brighten your day, and they're here to help make it shine. At Summit Family Dental Care, they are dedicated to providing exceptional care for your entire family. Scheduling your next appointment is easy. Just call their Warsaw or Geneseo location today. Summit Family Dental Care, because your smile matters. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com anytime.
The Warsaw and Bergen C-Stores and Alexander Country Deli are proud sponsors of high school sports on CJ Country. Stop into the Warsaw and Bergen C-Stores and Alexander Country Deli and get your gas, snacks, beverages, and lottery tickets. Plus, pick up lunch. Bergen C-Store on Clinton Street Road in Bergen. Warsaw C-Store, Route 19 in Warsaw, and Alexander Country Deli on Main Street in Alexander. Your small town convenience stores and fueling stations with high quality customer service. Rob's Glass wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck this season. If it has to do with glass, Rob's Glass should be your first call. They specialize in shower enclosures, new construction and replacement windows, storefronts, mirrors, tabletops, and windshields. Having years of experience in the industry, you can feel confident that Rob's Glass can handle any and all of your glass needs. Give Rob's Glass a call today at their Warsaw office at 786-2568 or their Batavia office at 345-1111 for your next project. Rob's Glass, reflecting excellence since 1984.
With everything life can throw your way, you need someone on your side, someone to watch your back. It's time to put Hearts Insurance on your team. The independent professionals at Hearts Insurance Agency are experts when it comes to protecting you and your family, your car, truck, or recreational vehicles, your home, business, or farm. Call today for a review of your coverage and a no-obligation quote. Phone 237-2126. Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry. The standard of excellence since 1877.
Just a couple minutes before the national anthem and the starting lineups are introduced. We mentioned it's been a long season for Letchworth. A record coming in of 2 wins and 14 losses. We were here for 2 of their wins. The game at Oldfield, Alabama, Letchworth is victorious in that one, 69-63. And then just over a week ago against Warsaw, under a school record 43 points from Brody Beachel, Letchworth was victorious 71-53. Since then, they've had games lost against Avon, also Cal Mum, a game we had the other night, but they played well in that one, came up on the short end against Cal Mum by a count of 72-63. For Leroy, they've had an outstanding season. They come in as the number one seed in Class B1, a record of 12 wins, 6 losses. They are a veteran team. They have good balanced scoring. They have 4 players that are averaging at least 10 points. That would be Mitch Hockey, who comes in averaging over 13 points a game. Excuse me, Matthew Hockey, over 13 points a game. Grady Gelligan averaging just about 15 points a game. Braden Chase averaging about 11.5 points a game. And Aiden Weaver averaging just about 12.5 points a game. Leading rebounder for Leroy coming into this game would be Grady Gelligan. He's averaging almost 11 points or 11 rebounds per game. And also Matthew Hockey is your leading assist generator for Leroy. He's averaging 5 assists a game. So a good balanced Leroy team. Solid team looking for a long run in the section. You mentioned they're 12-6. They're the number one seed. They've been number one for a little while. Letchworth, the number 15 seed in Class C1, looking to get a victory tonight. Or they also play Monday night at Pavilion. We'll have that game one here as well. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we will have first quarter action. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Cole Building Solutions specializes in building agricultural and commercial barns and storage. Since 2012, Cole Building Solutions does exceptional work and are now a proud partner with Powerlift Hydraulic Doors of New York to add yet another solution for your building needs. For over 20 years, owner Jesse Cole and his crew have maintained their excellent reputation throughout Western New York and have built many structures across the community. Learn more by calling Cole Building Solutions at 558-4140 or stop in at 3925 Route 19 in Silver Springs.
Good luck, high school athletes from Harding Plumbing and Heating. Now is the time to have your furnace serviced or replaced, and Harding Plumbing and Heating is the company to call. They service Wyoming, Genesee, and Livingston counties and offer free estimates on new installations. From simple plumbing fixes to water treatment and filtration systems and everything in between, no job is too big or too small. And with 24-hour emergency service, you can count on Harding Plumbing. Call 237-5561 or visit hardingplumbing.com.
Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw joined CJ Country in wishing our local high school athletes the best of luck for a successful competitive season. You make all of us proud. At Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, Joe and Jay are ready to talk to you. You will appreciate their commitment to service and trust. Call them at 786-2424. Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs.
Hats off to our local athletes from the Perry Vets Club. You make your community proud, and they look forward to seeing how far you can go this season and beyond. Many of you may have relatives that are veterans. Remember that military veterans are always welcome at the Perry Vets Club. Membership for veterans is free. Perry Vets Club opens 7 days a week at 64 Lake Street in Perry.
Are you looking for a fantastic investment with great returns? If so, think about orthodontic treatment for you or your child at Salmon Orthodontics. A beautiful smile increases self-confidence and life opportunities. People with nice smiles are perceived to be more intelligent, better leaders, get their desired job more often, and tend to make about 10% more in their compensation. They are orthodontic specialists with Invisalign and traditional braces. So start your journey to a better life by visiting SalmonOrthodontics.com. To find a convenient location near you. Looking for a great career close to home? Creative Food Ingredients in Perry has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees, including packers, machine operators, mixer and oven operators, warehouse and maintenance workers. They offer competitive pay and great benefits, including annual bonus, shift differentials, medical, dental, and vision insurance, 401k with company match, paid time off, and more. Fill out an application at Creative Food Ingredients on Lincoln Avenue in Perry, or apply today at creativefoods.com. Creative Food Ingredients is proud to support our local athletes.
WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Avon, Arcade, and Geneseo. 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, 105.5, and streaming at WCJW.com. Western New York CJ Country.
Back in Leroy, they have introduced the Lex Earth Legends starting lineup. That would be senior Maddox Kelly, senior Caden Sumariski, junior Jaden Wright, sophomore Brody Beachel, and senior Darren Abbott. For Leroy, they will be starting senior Jagger Smith, senior Cole Contanzi, senior Matthew Hockey, senior Brady Gilligan, and senior Seth Draper. So Leroy starting all seniors tonight. They have two more seniors on their roster, and the rest of them filled with juniors. And Letchworth starting three seniors, a junior and a sophomore. And they do have good youth behind that. They have on their bench, they have a couple more juniors, a couple sophomores, and also an eighth grader in Dylan Dupengeiser. Teams are out on the floor and just about getting ready to jump. For Letchworth, that would be Darren Abbott. And for Leroy, that'll be Grady Gilligan. Letchworth in their home red with white and black trim. And Leroy just the opposite. They're in their home whites with red and black trim. Teams looking, or the officials just checking things over at the scorer's table. Should be ready to go in just a second. And it looks like we are ready to go. It is, again, it is Abbott and Gilligan. Letchworth going right to left on your radio. Leroy left to right. And we are ready to go. Tap controlled quickly by Leroy is Hockey with it. Shot is up and good. Just 4 seconds into the game. Matthew Hockey, first points of the game. Sumariski with the ball. Leroy picking up with a 1-2-1-1. And Wright will take it the other way and score. Jaden Wright breaks the press pretty easily. We're tied at two, up and down just as we start. It's Hockey with it on the left wing. Get it underneath. Shot off the glass and good. Smith with his first points of the game. 4-2. Leroy with the lead. 7.5 minutes left, first quarter. Sumariski will float it over to Beachel. Beachel to Sumariski. Gets into the front court. Finds Wright in the corner. Wright will send it back to Beachel. Beachel will let it fly and off the rim. No good. Long rebound picked up by Draper, and he has the ball. three-pointer on the way. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound picked up by Beachel. Beachel into the front corner. He'll find Wright in the left side. Skip pass over to Kelly. Now Sumariski in the right corner. Sumariski kick it back out to Kelly. Kelly lost the handle, and it's intercepted. Picked up by Tanzi. Into the front court, it is Hockey with the ball on the right wing. Hockey takes it into the lane, had the ball knocked away by Abbott, gets it back. And the shot is up, no good. Rebound controlled by Abbott. He'll give it to Wright, right up to Beachel. Beachel up the left side, they leave him open for three. He'll take that, and he will make it. Brody Beachel, three-pointer, and it's Letchworth with a 5-4 lead. 6.5 minutes left, first quarter. Leroy quickly to the basket, and the basket is scored by Grady Gilligan. Gilligan's first points of the game. He is the leading scorer so far on the season for the Knights. Sumariski with the ball. Tries to get it underneath to Abbott. It's intercepted. And it's Smith with the ball for the Knights. Smith with the ball right down the lane. Shot is up. No good, but he will draw a foul. So Smith will go to the line. Shoot a couple. Foul call will go. They haven't put it on the board. No, that's going to be on Maddox Kelly. So Kelly's foul is his first. The team's first. And it's Smith at the line. The senior's free throw off the mark. No good. He'll have one more. Smith, a 50% free throw shooter on the year. 10 out of 20. The team shoots pretty well for the high school level. 69%. He misses them both. Gilligan with a rebound. Put back is no good. And I think we're going to get a foul from behind. And I think it's going to be Grady Gilligan go to the line. See if it's maybe right from behind with a foul. Regardless, it'll be Gilligan going to the line. Gilligan, a 74% free throw shooter. This one is good. So Gilligan with 3 points. The foul call was on Wright. That's his first, team second. Second free throw is good. Hits them both. He has 4 points, and it's Leroy leading 8-5. Sumariski, the inbounds pass to Beachel. Back to Sumariski. Mentioned Leroy picking up full court pressure, and Luttrell's done a good job so far. Sumariski floats it underneath to Abbott, knocked out of bounds by Gilligan, and Letchworth will have possession with 26 on the shot clock. 5:49 left, first quarter. It'll be Beachel to inbound. Beachel floats it into Sumariski. Sumariski to Beachel on the right wing. Beachel takes it into the corner, back out to Sumariski. Gets it into Abbott. Kick it out to Kelly. Kelly in the lane, the floater off the rim. Good. Maddox Kelly with his first points of the game. And it's 8-7. Leroy will likewise pick up with some pressure. It's Hockey off the left side, crosses the line. Give it over to Draper. Draper finds Gilligan. Free throw jumper is good. Grady Gilligan with 6 points in the game. 10-7, Leroy with the lead. Beachel will play catch with Sumariski as they advance the ball up the court. Sumariski will find Kelly. Kelly for Abbott underneath. Pump fake off the glass. Good. The Letra is showing good patience and good ball movement. Hanging in there so far. 10-9 is the lead for Leroy. Knights ball in the front court. Draper giving it to Tanzi. Now they kick it over to Hockey for three, and it is good. Matthew Hockey with his first three of the game. And it's 13-9. Leroy with the lead. Fast-paced first quarter. Ball is knocked away, intercepted by the Knights to get the ball into the front court. Draper underneath will kick it over. Baseline jumper by Hockey is good. Matthew Hockey, back-to-back baskets. He has 7 points in the game. And it's Leroy with a 6-point lead. Sumariski. And knocked out of bounds. It'll be Letchworth ball. You get a substitution for the Knights as Braden Chase will check in. And Seth Draper will have a rest. Chase is a fourth leading scorer for the Knights so far this season. Inbounds pass to Sumariski. Sumariski with ball top of the key. Letchworth, Leroy in a, looks like a 1-2-2 zone defense. Beachel on the right side. Takes it to the baseline underneath to Abbott. Off the glass, no good. Tapped around and goes out of bounds. It'll be Knights ball. So just under 4 minutes left in the quarter. Leroy leading 15-9. Inbounds pass to Hockey. Hockey being watched by Beechel. Take it into the front court. Stops at the foul line. Kicks it out to Chase. Chase will take it underneath. Looking for Hockey. Finds him. Hockey back into the lane. Now he'll kick it out. Three-pointer on the way. Is off the mark. No good by Tonzi. Picked up. Over to Hockey on the right side. Hockey left alone. Shot is around the rim and out. And Gilligan, offensive rebound. Put back. No good, but the foul call. So the Knights doing a nice job on the offensive glass. And it will be Grady Gilligan going back to the line. Gilligan already 2 of 2 from the line. 6 points in the game. Foul call went on. Well, they haven't put it on the board yet. It's going to be number 22. That would be Abbott with a foul. That is his first. Substitutions for Leroy. Dupengeiser in. Wright out. And Roach in. Kelly out. Gilligan missed the first. Second one is good. So 1 of 2 for Gilligan. He and Hockey both 7 points apiece for the Knights. Sumariski and Beechel. There's Sumariski up the right side looking for Dupengeiser. Picks it up. Looking for Abbott. Ball kicked out of bounds. And it's going to be Lettsworth maintaining possession. 26 on the shot clock. 3:21 left first quarter. Beechel looking. Floats it into Dupengeiser. Dupengeiser finds Sumariski. Get it underneath to Abbott. Shot is up. Good. The assist to Sumariski. The basket by Darren Abbott. Second basket of the game for the senior. Now it's Tonzi with the ball. Left alone. Get it into the corner. A couple of Knights were both there at the same time. Aiden Weaver, who has checked in. Weaver looking. And we'll find Tonzi. Tonzi drives baseline. Cut off there. Passes it off in the basket by Braden Chase. So first points for Chase. And we're going to get a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Are you hosting a post-game party this season? Remember, parents who host lose the most. Some parents think it's okay to serve teens alcohol, but in reality, it's unhealthy, unsafe, and illegal. If you make alcohol available or even allow it to be available to teenagers, you can be prosecuted and face fines or jail time. So parents, don't be a party to underage drinking. This message was brought to you by Wyoming County Partners for Prevention. To report underage drinking, call the anonymous tip line, 1-800-851-1932, or the Wyoming County Sheriff's Department, 786-2255.
2:51 left first quarter. It is Leroy 18 and Lettsworth 11. Livingston County basketball here on CJ Country. Next game coming up Monday night. It'll be Lettsworth at Pavilion. Tip time should be about 7 o'clock. And then we'll round out the regular season with Keshequa at Perry. And that is Wednesday night, about 7 o'clock tip time. Dupengeiser takes the inbounds pass from Beechel. Back to Beechel. Dupengeiser to Beechel. Beechel will find Roach. Roach to Beechel. Beechel on the right wing. Still has the dribble. Reverse layup is good. Brody Beechel up to 5 points. He is a natural scorer. That's one thing I think you could say about him. Knights ball into front court. Get it over to Tonzi. Driving baseline. Gets it underneath. Turnaround is up and good for Aiden Weaver. His first points of the game. Weaver, one of the four Knights averaging double digits this year. Beechel and Dupengeiser playing catch. Dupengeiser into the front court. Finds Sumariski. Sumariski bounce pass. Gets it to Abbott. Abbott's shot is no good. Gets his own rebound. Kick it out to Beechel for three. It is off the rim. And then hit the stanchion over top. So out of bounds. And it's going to be Leroy Ball. Substitution as Brady McClurg will check in. Cole Tonzi will have a rest. Inbounds pass to Hockey. 2 minutes left in the quarter. Leroy leading 20-13. Hockey being watched by Beechel. He'll get it over on the right side to Gilligan. Gilligan pass and the shot. Three-pointer on the way. No good by Chase. Abbott the rebound. Finds Sumariski up to Dupengeiser. Dupengeiser up the right side. Floats it underneath to Roach. Shot is up. Good. Roach with the basket. The assist to Dupengeiser. And it's 20-15. The Knights with the lead. Now Hockey with the ball. We'll kick it out. Three-pointer from Weavers off the mark. No good. Goes out of bounds. And it will be Lettsworth ball. So 1:27 left in the quarter. Leroy leading 20-15. Inbounds pass to Dupengeiser. finds Beechel. Beechel will float it up to Duppengeiser. Duppengeiser to Beechel. Finds Roach into the front court. Now Sumariski for three. It's off the mark. No good. Long rebound. Sumariski will pick it up. Baseline jumper. Off the mark. No good. And the rebound secured by Weaver. He'll give it to Hockey. Hockey floats it up to Chase. In for the layup and the basket. Braden Chase with a basket. The assist by Hockey. And it's Legend's ball. Duppengeiser with it. He'll give it to Beechel. Back to Duppengeiser. Duppengeiser gets it over midcourt. Finds Sumariski. Sumariski double team. Kick it back to Duppengeiser. Shot is off the mark. No good. Rebound secured by Gilligan. He'll bring it up himself. Less than a minute left in the quarter. Gilligan will give it over to Hockey. Hockey gets a screen. Has the ball top of the key. Now being watched by Roach. He'll take it down underneath. Finds Gilligan off the glass. Good. Good patience there by Leroy. And Brady Gilligan up to 9 points for that basket. 20 seconds left in the quarter. Duppengeiser playing catch with Beechel. They got to get it over midcourt, and they do as Duppengeiser splits a double team. Kick it out. Now it's Beechel with the ball. Shot clock turned off. 10 seconds left in the quarter. It's Duppengeiser. Finds Sumariski. Sumariski to Duppengeiser. Back to Sumariski for three. Off the rim. No good. And that will do it. At the end of one, it is Leroy 24. Lutchworth 15, you're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Best of luck to our local sports teams from Ott's Collision Service in Warsaw. Ott's handles your ride, scheduled maintenance, mechanical repairs, and tires. And should you get in an accident, Ott's will restore your vehicle to look as good as new. Serving CJ Country with quality work since 1957. Ott's Collision Service on Route 19, just south of Warsaw. Call 786-5810.
Whether you have a couple of cans rattling around your car or 1,000 cluttering up your garage, collect them up and bring them into Warsaw Redemption Center, where the friendly staff makes the process of redeeming for your nickel deposit quick and easy. And Warsaw Redemption Center is conveniently located in the parking lot of Family Life Church in Warsaw, right on your way to Tops and Walmart. Learn more online at warsawredemptioncenter.com. Proud sponsors of high school sports.
Just about ready to start the second quarter. It is Leroy 24 and Lutchworth 15. Leading scorer for Leroy in the first quarter, Brady Gilligan with 9 and Matthew Hockey with 7. For Leroy, leading scorer, or excuse me, for Lutchworth, leading scorer, Brody Beechel with 5 and Darren Abbott with 4. No foul trouble at all. Nobody, actually, Leroy has yet to commit a foul, and Lutchworth has just committed 3 team fouls. That would be Kelly, Wright, and Abbott, all one apiece. Legends ball, we start the second quarter. It is Duppengeiser with it. And he gets it into the corner to Sarkis, who has checked in. That would be Evan Sarkis. They get it underneath to Roach. Layup is no good. Rebound grabbed by Abbott. Abbott double team. They kick it out to Sarkis. Shot is off the mark. No good. And the rebound to Duppengeiser floats it up. Good. Dylan Duppengeiser with a basket. His first points of the game, 24-17. Leroy with the lead. And it's Tonzi with it. He finds Chase. Chase top of the key. He'll get it into the lane to Weaver. Nice duck underneath, but the shot is no good. Gets it back. Gives it to Tonzi. Over to Hockey for three. It is good. The three-pointer for Matthew Hockey. It's the second three-point of the game. Hockey now has 10 points. Duppengeiser with the ball for Lutchworth. Gets the ball into the front court. Finds Beechel. Back to Duppengeiser. Top of the key. Get it into the corner. Skip pass over to Beechel. Beechel will float it to Duppengeiser. Duppengeiser to Sarkis underneath. Kicked out to Beechel. Now Roach will shoot, and it's off the rim. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds. And it's going to say it went off Duppengeiser last. So it will be Knight's ball. We got a couple substitutions for Lutchworth. Brenton Kaufman will check in for the first time. He'll replace Darren Abbott. And Jaden Wright back in, and Brody Beechel will have a rest. Matthew Hockey with the ball for Leroy. Hockey now being watched by Wright. As the ball top the key, get over it on the right side to Smith. Smith underneath, the floater is up, no good by Tonzi. Putback is good. So Tonzi with a basket, his first points of the game. Now it's Duppengeiser with it. Duppengeiser into the front court. over on the left side to Wright. Wright takes it into the lane, looking for Roach, and a little toe tall for him, goes out of bounds. Coach King will take a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
As in sports, we all need a game plan for life. We set goals, celebrate achievements, and share the good and bad times with those around us. In sports, we count on our teammates. In life, it's our family and friends who are there for us. Since 1919, Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw has been an established family friend. When it's time to discuss your at-need or pre-need funeral arrangements, call or visit Brian Kazmarek at Weeks Funeral Home at the Monument in downtown Warsaw. 786-2200 or visit online at weeksfuneral.com.
Leroy 29 and Lutford 17, 6:12 left, second quarter. Coach King taking a timeout for the Legends. Leroy's outscored Lutford 5-2 here in the first, just about 2 minutes of the second quarter. Hockey takes the inbounds pass from Tanzi. He'll bring it into the front court. Hockey with the ball top of the key, being watched by Wright. Now picks up his dribble, give it over on the left side to Chase. Chase. We'll give it to Weaver. Weaver going baseline against Roach. Bakes him down underneath. Dupengeiser, good help there. And I think they're going to say Dupengeiser was out of bounds when he had his hands on the ball. So it's out of bounds. It'll be Leroy ball. 18 on the shot clock. And it is hockey looking to inbound. Does so to Chase. Chase takes it underneath. Ball knocked away but picked up by Weaver. And underneath the basket by Smith. His second basket of the game. Inbounds pass to Dupengeiser. Now Leroy taking their press off. They're just falling back into a 1-2-2 zone defense. And Dupengeiser with the ball on the right wing. Floats it underneath. Little too tall for Roach. Goes out of bounds. And it is Knight's ball. Kelly will check back in, as will Beachell. Roach and Sarkis will have a rest for Coach King. It's hockey with the ball for Leroy. Calls out the defense, or calls out the offense, being watched by Beachell. Get the ball over to the right side to Tanzi. Tanzi looking for Gilligan, goes out of bounds. Actually looking for Weaver, goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Lutcher's ball. Now we get substitution for Leroy as Gilligan does check back in. And Smith will have a rest. Inbounds pass to Dupengeiser. Dupengeiser brings the ball into the front court. Over on the right side to Wright. Wright back to Dupengeiser. Dupengeiser top of the key. Takes it to the left side. Faces a double team. Who kicks it back out to Beachell. Beachell to Dupengeiser. Dupengeiser bounce pass in the lane. Knocked away and picked up by Weaver. Weaver will bring it up himself. Weaver into the front court, still has a dribble, takes it right down in, off the glass, good. Aiden Weaver, end to end, and Coach King will take another timeout, will take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Country Kitchen in Perry wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck. Country Kitchen Restaurant has terrific specials every day, so you can have the best breakfast, a finger-licking lunch, and a delicious dinner. What? You want it to go? No problem. And speaking of getting something to go, did you know they have terrific pizza and wing specials? Country Kitchen Restaurant, 34 South Main Street in Perry. Hey, why not call and order a pizza right now? Call 237-5640.
Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck for a productive season. Did you know that cow comfort is essential to milk production? A healthy cow is a profitable cow. Hendrickson's has been in the hoof trimming business for over 40 years. For the health of your herd, contact Zane at Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming at 269-9587. That's 269-9587. Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming, a proud sponsor of high school sports on CJ Country.
4:45 left here in the first half. It's Leroy leading Lutford 33-17. Leroy outscoring Lutford 13-2. Excuse me, outscoring Lutford 9-2 here in the first 3:15 of the second quarter. It's Dupengeiser with the ball. Dupengeiser will find Wright. Wright back to Dupengeiser. Dupengeiser finds Beachell on the right side. Back to Dupengeiser. And thought about going to Beachell. Said he'll go to the other side. It's intercepted by Weaver. Weaver lost the handle. trying to advance up the court. And ball goes out of bounds. It'll be electric ball. Sumariski will check in for Duppengeiser. And Abbott back on for Kaufman. So Legends have their original five, starting five back in the game. That would be Kelly, Sumariski, Wright, Beachel, and Abbott. Sumariski to Wright. Wright underneath to Abbott. Abbott off the glass, no good, and the rebound picked off by Tonzi. Tonzi quickly into the front court. Finds Hockey. Hockey pulls up for the jumper. Good. Matthew Hockey up to 12 points in the game. And it's an 18-point Leroy lead halfway through the second quarter. Kelly with it. Give it out to Sumariski. Over to Wright. Wright. And it's intercepted. Going the other way for Leroy. Off the glass, and shot is no good. Rebound to Hockey off the glass. His shot is no good. Pinballed around, picked up by Beachel. It was a Chase who missed the original shot for Leroy. Now Beachel into the lane. Jumper is off the mark. No good. Long rebound picked up by Tonzi. Tonzi into the front court. Finds Chase. His shot is no good. Rebound putback is good by Weaver. Aiden Weaver. Second basket of the quarter. He has 6 points in the game. Wright with the ball for Lutzworth up the right side. We'll give it to Sumariski. Now Sumariski will kick it over to Wright. Wright to Kelly. Kelly on the left wing. Skip pass over to Sumariski. Sumariski finds Wright, top of the key. Gets it underneath to Abbott. Abbott off the glass. Good. Darren Abbott with the basket. He has 6 points. Long pass up to Chase. Chase will float it out to Weaver. Foul line jumper is no good. Tapped out and underneath to Weaver, and this time the basket. The assist from Tonzi. Weaver with the basket. He has 8 points. Sumariski up to Wright. Wright into the front court. Sends it back to Sumariski. Over on the left side to Kelly. Kelly in the baseline. Skip pass over to Wright. Tried to get it underneath to Beachel. It's intercepted. Hockey with the ball. Hockey into the front court. Stops at the lane. Now kick it over to Tonzi. Driving baseline. Ball kicked out of bounds. And Leroy will maintain possession as Jamison Zitz checks in place of Aiden Weaver. And Hockey will inbound. Does so. Three-pointer is good. That is Grady Gilligan with a basket. He's up to 12 now. And Sumariski with the ball. The floater off the rim. No good. Rebound picked off by Gilligan. Gilligan will bring it up himself. Pushes it up the court. Now he'll give it to Hockey, top of the key. Hockey being watched by Beachel. Picks it back to Gilligan. Leave him open for three. He takes it. He makes it. Grady Gilligan. A couple threes in a row. He's up to 15 now. And Leroy having a big first half. They've scored 45. Beachel with the ball in the lane was fouled. And that's got to be the first foul of the game called on the Knights. And that will go. We'll check to see who they got that foul on. Right will inbound us. So to Abbott. Abbott takes it into the lane. And Wright comes up with it. Wright finds Abbott. Abbott off the rim. No good. And Hockey with a long pass. And Chase misses. Rebound. Actually, I think they're going to say they're going to score the basket. They're going to say, I think one of the legends maybe hit the rim. So they'll give the basket to Chase. Foul last time down was called on Chase. So that's the first foul of the game called on the Knights. Sumariski with the ball in the front court. Sumariski, top of the key, takes the ball over on the right side, looking for Beachel. It's intercepted. Hockey will get it up to McClurg. McClurg takes it in. Reverse layup. Good. Brady McClurg, his first points of the game. Kelly with a pass to Sumariski. Sumariski, nearly a steal by Hockey. It goes out of bounds. Gets wholesale substitutions for Lutchworth as Sumariski. Right. Beachel and Kelly will all exit. Inbounds pass to Duppengeiser. Duppengeiser over on the right side. Still has the ball. And a bounce pass over to Sarkis. Sarkis looking to Duppengeiser. Duppengeiser top of the key. 17 on the shot clock. Less than a minute left in the first half. Give it to Abbott. Abbott had ball knocked away but picked up. And Sarkis' shot is around the rim and out. Rebound picked off by Becker. Kick it out to Roach. Off the mark. No good. Abbott with the ball. His shot is no good. Gets it back again. No good. Gets it again. One more time. No good. Frustrating trip down for Abbott. Picking up a couple offensive rebounds, but no points that time down. It's hockey with the ball, top of the key. Shot clock turned off. 15 seconds left in the half. Hockey. Coach Pataglia wants to play for one. 12 seconds left. Still has the dribble. He'll kick it over to Gilligan. Gilligan in the lane. Shot is up. Score the basket and the foul. Brady Gilligan with a basket. And Leroy will top 50 points here in the first half with 4.6 seconds left. It'll be Grady Gilligan going to the line. He is 3 of 4 from the line so far. And the foul call went on Abbott. That is his second. Free throw from Gilligan is off the mark. No good. Rebound picked off by Roach. 2 seconds left. Floats it up and will go out of bounds as the first half comes to an end. After one half, it is Leroy 51, Letchworth 19. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Special news alert. The Firing Pin 2.0 is finally open. It's been a long 2 years since the fire and operating out of a storage shed, but it's finally here and bigger and better than ever. Brandon and his crew are extremely excited for you to see their spectacular new facility that will thrill any gun enthusiast. Two floors of everything guns, plus a state-of-the-art indoor firing range. The Firing Pin would like to thank all of their loyal customers for supporting them during these trying times and invite you to come enjoy and be a part of the brand new Firing Pin, Route 33 in Bergen. And the Firing Pin wishes all of our local high school sports teams a bullseye of a season.
Genesee, your path with GCC. GCC offers a number one value for a community college in Western New York and 75 plus academic programs that are transferable too. You'll get hands-on training in their new state-of-the-art labs, including the new welding lab and the advanced manufacturing and skilled trades lab. On-campus student housing is available. Registration is now open. Apply for free online at genesee.edu/apply. Start your journey today.
It's cold outside, and you want to ensure your family's comfort and safety. That's why you chose us. Hi, Tony Pekka here for Reisdorf Oil and Propane, serving Western New York since 1953. You ask why Reisdorf, why today? It is more important than ever to deal with a company that will treat you fairly and honestly. We are that company that supports local fire departments, schools, and charities. We live here, we shop here, and know the value of being a local American-owned company. Call us today at 343-4453 and find out what it takes to become a part of the Reisdorf family of customers.
Good luck to all of our local athletes from Summit Family Dental Care. A smile can brighten your day, and they're here to help make it shine. At Summit Family Dental Care, they are dedicated to providing exceptional care for your entire family. Scheduling your next appointment is easy. Just call their Warsaw or Geneseo location today. Summit Family Dental Care, because your smile matters. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com anytime.
The Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli are proud sponsors of high school sports on CJ Country. Stop into the Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli and get your gas, snacks, beverages, and lottery tickets. Plus, pick up lunch. Bergen Sea Store on Clinton Street Road in Bergen. Warsaw Sea Store, Route 19 in Warsaw, and Alexander Country Deli on Main Street in Alexander. Your small town convenience stores and fueling stations with high quality customer service. Rob's Glass wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck this season. If it has to do with glass, Rob's Glass should be your first call. They specialize in shower enclosures, new construction and replacement windows, storefronts, mirrors, tabletops, and windshields. Having years of experience in the industry, you can feel confident that Rob's Glass can handle any and all of your glass needs. Give Rob's Glass a call today at their Warsaw office at 786-2568 or their Batavia office at 345-1111 for your next project. Rob's Glass, reflecting excellence since 1984.
John Carlson with you, back from Leroy High School, where the Knights have a big first half. They outscored Letchworth 51-19, and we'll run down the scoring. First for Letchworth, Leading scorer in the first half, Darren Abbott, with 3 2-point field goals for a total of 6 points. Brody Beecho with a 3-point field goal, 2-point field goal, a total of 5. And then 2 points apiece on field goals by Maddox Kelly, Jaden Wright, Ryan Roach, and Dylan Dupengeiser. The Legend scoring 15 in the first, just 4 in the second for a total of 19. And they are yet to attempt a free throw. The only foul trouble of note for Letchworth, Darren Abbott with 2 fouls. For the Knights, leading the way in the first half, Brady Gilligan with 17 points, including a couple three-pointers. Matthew Hockey with 12 points, including a couple three-pointers. 8 points for Aiden Weaver on 4 2-point field goals. It was Braden Chase with 6 points on 3 2-point field goals. And Jagger Smith with 2 field goals for 4 points. Cole Tonzi and Braden McClurg, 1 field goal apiece for 2 points. The Knights scoring 24 in the first quarter, 27 in the second quarter. And they are 3 of 7 from the free throw line, and no foul trouble at all, as Braden Chase, with just 1 foul, was the only Knight called for a foul in that first half. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll take a look at, there's a light schedule of area teams playing tonight, and we'll also take a look at the sectional standings. You mentioned the sectionals not too far away. The regular season ends next Wednesday. Sectionals will be coming after that. And we'll be back. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
With everything life can throw your way, you need someone on your side, someone to watch your back. It's time to put Hearts Insurance on your team. The independent professionals at Hearts Insurance Agency are experts when it comes to protecting you and your family, your car, truck, or recreational vehicles, your home, business, or farm. Call today for a review of your coverage and a no-obligation quote. Phone 237-2126. Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry. The standard of excellence since 1877.
Cole Building Solutions specializes in building agricultural and commercial barns and storage. Since 2012, Cole Building Solutions does exceptional work and are now a proud partner with Powerlift Hydraulic Doors of New York to add yet another solution for your building needs. For over 20 years, owner Jesse Cole and his crew have maintained their excellent reputation throughout Western New York and have built many structures across the community. Learn more by calling Cole Building Solutions at 558-4140 or stop in at 3925 Route 19 in Silver Springs.
Good luck, high school athletes from Harding Plumbing and Heating. Now is the time to have your furnace serviced or replaced, and Harding Plumbing and Heating is the company to call. They service Wyoming, Genesee, and Livingston counties and offer free estimates on new installations. From simple plumbing fixes to water treatment and filtration systems and everything in between, no job is too big or too small. And with 24-hour emergency service, you can count on Harding Plumbing. Call 237-5561 or visit hardingplumbing.com.
Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw joins CJ Country in wishing our local high school athletes the best of luck for a successful competitive season. You make all of us proud. At Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, Joe and Jay are ready to talk to you. You will appreciate their commitment to service and trust. Call them at 786-2424. Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs.
Hats off to our local athletes from the Perry Vets Club. You make your community proud, and they look forward to seeing how far you can go this season and beyond. Many of you may have relatives that are veterans. Remember that military veterans are always welcome at the Perry Vets Club. Membership for veterans is free. Perry Vets Club opens 7 days a week at 64 Lake Street in Perry.
Are you looking for a fantastic investment with great returns? If so, think about orthodontic treatment for you or your child at Salmon Orthodontics. A beautiful smile increases self-confidence and life opportunities. People with nice smiles are perceived to be more intelligent, better leaders, get their desired job more often, and tend to make about 10% more in their compensation. They are orthodontic specialists with Invisalign and traditional braces. So start your journey to a better life by visiting SalmonOrthodontics.com. To find a convenient location near you.
Back in Leroy, where the Knights leading Letchworth 51-19 at the half. We'll take a quick look at the light schedule amongst area teams. Wellsville playing at Caledonia Mumford. Pavilion is playing at Perry, Avon at Geneseo, and Notre Dame of Batavia at Albion. Taking a look at the sectional standings amongst the area teams, we'll start in Class A with the number 5 seed is Batavia, a record of 11 wins and 6 losses. The number 1 seed in B1 is right here, and they've shown it so far tonight. Leroy with a record of 12 wins, 6 losses. In Class B2, the number 5 seed is Avon with a record of 10 wins, 8 losses. Number 10 is Attica, a record 6 wins, 13 losses. In Class C1, your number 2 seed is Geneseo with a record of 16-2. Third seed is Pembroke with a record of 15-2. The seventh seed is Alexander, a record of 11-7. Nine is Cal Mum, a record of 9-8. Number 10 is Byron Burgeon, a record of 9-9. And number 15 is the Letchworth Legends, record of 2 wins, 14 losses. In Class C2, the number 4 seed amongst area teams, Fillmore with a record of 17 wins, 2 losses. Number 6 is Notre Dame with a record of 15-3. Number 7 is Perry, a record of 13-4. Number 8 is York with a record of 12 wins, 6 losses. Number 9 is Keshequa with a record of 11 wins, 6 losses. Number 12 is Pavilion, a record of 8 wins, 9 losses. And the number 9 seed, the number 4 seed in Class D is Mount Morris with a record of 9 wins and 9 losses. Two more regular season games here on CJ Country. Monday night, it will be Letchworth at Pavilion. And then Wednesday night, Keshequa at Perry. And that game could be important. Perry right now, number 7. Keshequa, number 9. York is in between at number 8. The top 8 seeds will have at least one home playoff game. And the in Class C2 and also in Class C1, the first sectional games will be coming on Tuesday, February 24th, and then they'll play their second round games on Friday, the 27th. So that's Class C1, C2, and that would include Perry and York and Keshequa battling out. Two of those three teams will be home for the section. Just had the young kids on the court right now. Looks like they've wrapped up their action. And they put 5 minutes on the clock. So the players are returning back out on the floor. And the Knights look very good in the first half. You mentioned 24 in the first quarter, 27 in the second quarter, and good balance scoring. Brady Gilligan, 17, Matthew Hockey, 12, Aiden Weaver, 8. And the Knights have made, they made almost 100 field goals, almost 100 three-point field goals on the year. So that's over 5 field goals a game. Shoot 29% from long distance. Free throw percentage is good as well. 69%. Not shooting as well from the free throw line tonight. They're only 3 of 7. But they're a good quality team. Lots of senior leadership on this team. And as the top seed, they hope to go a long ways and hopefully for their sake bring home the sectional championship. Looking at the banners here in Leroy, the boys basketball looks like the last time they were Section 5 champions was 2003, so they would love to get back and add another year to that banner total. Letchworth, they with especially with Brody Beachell, he represents a bright future for them. He had 5 points in the first half, but he mentioned few games ago, he had 43 points, which tied the, which actually set a new school record. So, and he was just a sophomore. Dylan Dupengeiser, the eighth grader, he gets a lot of playing time. Trenton Kaufman is a sophomore. He's the backup for Darren Abbott. He gets a lot of playing time. Jaden Wright is just a junior. And they also have Evan Sarkis as a sophomore getting extended playing time, as is junior Brian Rhodes. So the legends under Coach Tyler King hope for better things in the future. And we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll have third quarter action. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Looking for a great career close to home? Creative Food Ingredients in Perry has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees, including packers, machine operators, mixer and oven operators, warehouse and maintenance workers. They offer competitive pay and great benefits, including annual bonus, shift differentials, medical, dental, and vision insurance, 401k with company match, paid time off, and more. Fill out an application at Creative Food Ingredients on Lincoln Avenue in Perry, or a apply today at creativefoods.com. Creative Food Ingredients is proud to support our local athletes.
If you talk and they will hear you every single time.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. You try.
Brought to you by Wyoming County Partners for Prevention.
Just a minute or so away from the start of the second half. It's been the Knights in command. They led 24-15 after the first quarter, and had a big second quarter, outscored Letcher 27-4 in the second quarter to open up their 51-19 lead. These two teams played back on January 13th, and in that game it was Leroy on top 84-52. So we expect Coach Battaglia will probably get his reserves a lot of time here in the second half, as the Knights will be looking forward to the sectionals. And as the top seed, they would hope to, I think they'll probably just have to play one. I haven't looked at the B's lately, but I think the B1s, I think they might only have to just play one game, basically a quarterfinal game, win that one to get to the semifinals. But I'll have to double check that. And just about ready to go. The Knights are back out on the floor. Starting second half, that would be Cole Tonzi. Also Matthew Hockey, Braden Chase, Aiden Weaver. And also Grady Gilligan. So those are the Knights on the floor. And for Letchworth, it'll be Brody Beecho, Caden Sumariski, Jaden Wright, Darren Abbott, and Maddox Kelly. So the legends were their original starting five back out on the floor. It will be Knights ball who start the second half. Inbounds pass to Hockey. Hockey being watched by Beechel. Top of the key. Dribbles it over on the left side now. Get it into Weaver. Weaver in the lane. Short jumper. Good. Aiden Weaver in double digits now with 10 points. Inbounds pass to Sumariski. He'll give it to Wright. Right into the front court, has the ball, top of the key, floats it over to Beechel, and Beechel was able to save it. It was a little too tall for him, but was able to throw it off the hands of Grady Gilligan out of bounds, and it'll be Legends ball. Beechel, inbounds pass to Kelly, back to Beechel, driving baseline, pulls up for the jumper, off the glass, no good, rebound, battled for, picked up by Gilligan. Grady Gilligan will hand it to Hockey. That's Matthew Hockey with the ball, top of the key. Takes the ball over on the left side now, being watched by Beechel. Give it to Weaver. Weaver in the lane. And double team there. Kick it out to Gilligan for three. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound picked off by Wright. Jaden Wright into the front court for Letchworth. Finds Beechel. Beechel in for a layup. It's no good. I'm not sure if Knights got a hand on it or not. And the rebound put back by Darren Abbott. So Abbott up to 8 points in the game. Long pass up to Chase, and it's intercepted. Go either way, it is Wright. Wright will take it in. Shot is up. No good. Kelly with a rebound. Put back. No good, but he'll draw a foul and head to the line. So it will be Maddox Kelly heading to the line for the Legends. Kelly is a senior, one of the stars on the LPW high school football team. Free throw is good. Nothing but net for Maddox Kelly. He has 3 points in the game. Substitution for Letchworth as Beachell will have a rest. And it looks like it is Sarkis who has checked in. Kelly hits them both. He has 4 points in the game. It's 53-23. Leroy with a lead. Hockey. Top of the key. Weaver tries to get it underneath. Intercepted by Abbott. Abbott will give it to Sarkis. Sarkis, Sumariski. Now it's right back to Sumariski. Sumariski, top of the key, over on the right side to Sarkis. Three-pointer off the mark. No good. Long rebound. Abbott, good hustle. Goes out of bounds. And Letchworth will maintain possession. Fresh 35 on the shot clock with 6:18 left, third quarter. Right with the inbounds pass. Hockey almost got a piece of it. Well, he did get a piece of it, but not able to control it. Knocked it out of bounds, and it'll be Letchworth ball on the side. Sarkis with the inbounds pass to Sumariski. Sumariski, top of the key. Over on the left side. No, it's intercepted. Going the other way, it is Chase. Chase will go in for the layup, and it scores. Braden Chase with a basket. And it is Wright with the ball. Up the left side to Sumariski. Get it in the corner to Kelly. Kelly to Sumariski. Finds Abbott underneath, and he lost the handle. Going the other way, it is Hockey. Hockey right down the lane. Bounce pass to Chase. Score the basket, and the foul. Braden Chase, back-to-back baskets. Foul call will go on Jaden Wright. That will be his second. And going to the line for Leroy, it will be Braden Chase. Chase coming in tonight, 63% from the free throw line, and this one is good. So three-point play by Chase. Now Duppengeiser will check back in for Letchworth. Wright will have a rest. Wright sits with two fouls. 5:45 left, third quarter. Leroy in command, 58-23. Sumariski finds Abbott. Abbott in lane, kick it out to Kelly. Kelly finds Abbott. Sumariski for three. It's off the mark, no good. And Abbott comes up with the ball. Finds Sumariski at the foul line. Duppengeiser on the left side. Kick it back out to Kelly. Kelly lost the handle, picked up by Duppengeiser. Ball knocked away, out of bounds. And Letchworth will maintain possession. 26 on the shot clock. And one of the Legends are going to have to inbound the ball. That'll be Sarkis. Sarkis looking, finds Duppengeiser. Duppengeiser out to Sumariski. Sumariski, and it is taken away by Weaver. The outlast pass to Hockey. Hockey pass underneath. Shot no good by Tonzi. And Kelly had the ball. Hockey comes up with it. He's able to throw it off of Sarkis out of bounds. And Leroy will get possession back. A couple more substitutions for Letchworth as Roach will check in. Kelly will have a rest. Sumariski out as Caden Becker checking back in for Letchworth. For Leroy, and it's inbound pass to Tonzi. Tonzi gives it to Jagger. Jagger Smith, he's in place of Weaver. Now it's Gilligan with the ball. Top of the key. Three-pointer knocked away by Roach. Ball in the lane. Picked up by Hockey. Pass underneath to Gilligan and the basket. The assist by Hockey. The basket by Grady Gilligan. He's up to 19 points in the game. Duppengeiser with the ball for Letchworth. Work the ball around the perimeter to Becker. Becker to Duppengeiser. Duppengeiser kicks it over to Sarkis. Sarkis jump stop. Short jumper is no good. And Hockey comes up with the ball. Hockey into the front court, still has the dribble. He'll take it right down the lane, now kick it out. And the ball went off the hands of Chase out of bounds. Substitution for Leroy. Tonzi will have a rest. And Draper back on for Coach Battaglia. Inbounds pass to Duppengeiser. Just about halfway through the third quarter, Leroy in complete command, 60-23. Duppengeiser finds Abbott. Abbott to Kelly. Short jumper, by Becker off the mark, no good. Now they kick it out to Sarkis. Stupengeiser, foul line jumper is no good. And the rebound to Gilligan. The outlet pass to Hockey. Hockey up the left side. Now has the ball top of the key. Kick it out to Draper. Shot is off the mark. No good. Rebound, Draper gets it back. The floater, no good. And rebound is secured by Smith. Three-pointer off the mark, no good, and it is the Knights on the offensive glass just having their own way right now. And it's Draper in the ball in the corner, giving it to Hockey. Hockey was cut off along the baseline but still has the dribble. Pass underneath, intercepted by Dupengeiser. Dupengeiser with the steal, brings it into the front court, finds Roach. Roach, reverse layup, good. Brian Roach with his second basket of the game, assist by Dupengeiser. Now it's Hockey, open for three, and is off the mark, no good. Rebound to Dupengeiser. Dupengeiser into the front court for Letcher, still has the dribble, and I think we're going to get a foul from behind. It'll be on number five for Leroy. That'll be Braden Chase, so that'll be his second foul. Substitutions for Leroy. McClurg is in. Chase is out. And the inbounds pass from Roach to Dupengeiser. Dupengeiser. Hoffman has checked in. Abbott's having a rest. Now Sarkis to Dupengeiser. Dupengeiser over to Roach and went off his hands. Out of bounds. It'll be Leroy Ball. 2:48 left here in the third quarter. Quickly moving game. It's 60-25. Leroy with the lead. And it is Gilligan with the ball top of the key, being watched by Roach. Give it to Smith. Smith cut it off. Now it's Gilligan with the ball again. Gilligan picks up his dribble and nearly intercepted. Good defense there by Caden Becker for Letchworth, knocking it out of bounds. Becker, just a sophomore. And Hockey looking to inbound. Now he'll float it in and actually goes out of bounds, trying to get it in to a McClurg, but goes out of bounds. So it'll be Letchworth ball. 2.5 minutes left in the quarter. Leroy in command. Becker with the inbounds pass to Dupengeiser. Dupengeiser has the ball top of the key over to Becker, swing the ball into the corner. Now to try to get it underneath, stolen by Gilligan. And gets it off court, and the basket by Seth Draper. Draper the basket, the assist to Gilligan. And it's Dupengeiser with the ball for Letchworth. Dupengeiser top of the key. Bounce pass over to the right side to Sarkis. Back to Dupengeiser. Now going baseline, still has his dribble. And Hockey is tried for another steal, but this time is called for the foul. So foul call on Matthew Hockey. That'll be his first. And it'll be Letchworth ball on the side. It's the third team foul here in the third quarter. Inbounds pass to Dupengeiser. Fresh 35 in the shot clock. Less than 2 minutes left in the quarter. It's Becker with the ball. Now Kaufman underneath Dupengeiser. Shot is knocked away by Gilligan. Picked back up by Roach. They leave him alone. He shoots around the rim and out. Rebound picked off by Gilligan. Gilligan will bring it up himself. Now takes it down the lane, and we're going to get a foul call. Looks like it's going to go on number 11. That'll be Brian Roach. That'll be his first, the team's second. So it'll be Leroy Ball underneath with 1:31 left here in the third quarter. Hockey, the inbounds pass to Draper, and a three-pointer is made by Grady Gilligan. Gilligan up to 22 points. And we're going to get a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Best of luck to our local sports teams from Ott's Collision Service in Warsaw. Ott's handles your ride, scheduled maintenance, mechanical repairs, and tires. And should you get in an accident, Ott's will restore your vehicle to look as good as new. Serving CJ Country with quality work since 1957. Ott's Collision Service on Route 19, just south of Warsaw. Call 786-5810.
WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Avon, Arcade, and Geneseo. 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, 105.5, and streaming at WCJW.com. Western New York, CJ Country.
1:22 left, third quarter. Leroy leading Letchworth 65-25. And the Knights with some reserves on the floor. That'd be Jameson Zitz, Jager Smith. Also Brady McClurg, Thomas Clifford. And there's one other player who looks like, well, they got Clifford, Draper, Smith, Zitz, and one Brady McClurg. So it's Duprin-Geiser the ball for Letchworth. Duprin-Geiser into the front court. Pass on the right side to Sarkis. Sarkis to Duprin-Geiser. Three-pointer around the rim and out. And the rebound picked off by Zitz. Zitz into the front court. Being watched by Roach. Picks up his dribble. Get it into the corner to Smith. Smith will take it into the lane. Kick it out to Draper. Three-pointer off the mark. No good. Rebound picked off by Sarkis. Less than a minute left in the quarter. Sarkis up to Duprin-Geiser. Duprin-Geiser to Roach, driving baseline. Kick it over, and it is Sarkis lost the handle, but now Duprin-Geiser has it. Duprin-Geiser, kick it over to Roach. Sarkis in the corner to Becker. Back out to Sarkis. 14 seconds on the shot clock. Duprin-Geiser with the ball. Finds Roach. Roach along the baseline. Kick it back out top of the key at Sarkis. Sarkis in the lane. Shot is up. No good. And I think we're going to get a foul call. It's going to be, I guess, looks like it's going to be on one of the Knights. So it will be Letchworth ball with 15 seconds. Ball call went on Zitz. And the inbounds pass to Roach. Roach trying to go baseline. Cut off. Get it back out to Duprin-Geiser. 10 seconds left in the quarter. Duprin-Geiser finds Sarkis. Sarkis over to Becker. Three-pointer off the mark. No good. Rebound. And that will do it. At the end of three, it is Leroy 65, Letchworth 25. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Whether you have a couple of cans rattling around your car or a thousand cluttering up your garage, collect them up and bring them into Warsaw Redemption Center, where the friendly staff makes the process of redeeming for your nickel deposit quick and easy. And Warsaw Redemption Center is conveniently located in the parking lot of Family Life Church in Warsaw, right on your way to Tops and Walmart. Learn more online at warsawredemptioncenter.com. Proud sponsors of high school sports.
As in sports, we all need a game plan for life. We set goals, celebrate achievements, and share the good and bad times with those around us. In sports, we count on our teammates. In life, it's our family and friends who are there for us. Since 1919, Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw has been an established family friend. When it's time to discuss your at-need or pre-need funeral arrangements, call or visit Brian Kaczmarek at Weeks Funeral Home at the Monument in downtown Warsaw. 786-2200 or visit online at weeksfuneral.com.
Just about ready to start the fourth quarter, and for Letchworth, they'll have their starting five back out on the floor. That would be Sumariski along with Wright, Kelly, Beachel, and Abbott. We'll give you the Leroy players in a second. It's Sumariski with the ball. Sumariski gives it to Wright, and it took his eye off the ball, goes out of bounds. So it'll be Knights ball. Maxwell Kometz has checked in. See, he'll pass the ball over to Thomas Clifford. So Clifford on the floor, top of the key, has the ball over on the right side into the lane. Back out to Kometz, and we're going to get an offensive foul called on Kometz. I think it was Kelly who drew the charge. So the foul on Kometz is his first. So Kometz, Clifford, Edward Shelby, also Zitz is on the floor. It's Beachel with it. Beachel out to right. Right. We'll give it to Kelly. Find Sumariski on the left side. Sumariski. Pass underneath. It's intercepted. And Leroy will come up with a loose ball. It is Clifford with it. Shot is on the way. No good. Rebound picked off by Kolmetz. His shot is no good. Battled around. Picked off by Sumariski. Sumariski, the outlet pass to right. Right up the right side. Now we'll hand it back to Kelly. Kelly to right. Over to Sumariski. Find Beachel. Beachel open for three. It's off the rim. No good. Right. The nice weak side rebound. Turn around. Putback is good. Jaden Wright with the rebound and the basket. He has 4 points in the game. Leroy leading 65-27. 6:45 left. Get it into the corner where it's now the thrown to the side and out of bounds, and it's going to be Luxruth ball. Wright will inbound, does so to Sumariski. Sumariski bring the ball into the front court, will give it to Kelly in the right side. Kelly to Sumariski. Sumariski will float it out to right, just a little too tall for him. Goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Knight's ball. Clifford brings the ball into the front court. Has the ball top of the key. Floated over to Kolmetz. Kolmetz driving baseline. Shot is up. No good. And ball on the floor. Sumariski comes up with it. Now it's Kelly with it. Kelly up the left side to Beachel. Beachel with the ball in the wing. Jumper is off the mark. No good. Rebound is picked up by Abbott. Triple team. Bounce it out to right to Sumariski. Sumariski to Beachel. Beachel. Yes. Three-pointer for Brody Beachel. That's his second three of the game. He has 8 points total. Clifford with the ball for Leroy. Shot is on the way. In and out. And rebound picked up by Abbott. Finds Beachel. Beachel fouled in the backcourt. And it'll be Luxruth ball on the side. I think the foul's going to go on Evan Rhodes. Rhodes' foul is his first. Sumariski with the inbounds pass to Beachel. Back to Sumariski. 5.5 minutes left. Leroy leading 65-30. Sumariski will give it to Wright. Wright, Beachel. Beachel driving baseline. Tries to get it underneath. And Abbott hits the floor. Good hustle there. Ball goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Knight's ball. Shelby with the inbounds pass to Clifford. Clifford a junior. Over to Shelby, who's also a junior. Shelby into the lane, off the glass, no good. Shelby gets it back. Shot is knocked away by Abbott. They're going to give Abbott a foul call. He had it clean, but instead it will be Edward Shelby going to the line for Leroy. And this will be his first free throw attempt of the year. And it is off the mark. No good. He'll have one more. Shelby, a junior. Free throw is off the rim. No good. And the rebound secured by Abbott. The outlet pass to Brady. Brady finds Sumariski. Sumariski driving baseline. Kick it out to right. Right with the ball on the left side. Kick it over to Kelly. Off his hands, out of bounds. Just not the Luxruth Knights. They've played three games. They had Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and then Friday night. So kind of an NBA schedule for Luxruth. Three games in four nights. And all those games away. Beachel almost comes up with a steal. And we're going to get an over and back against Leroy. Shelby pleading his case that it was knocked away by Beachel. Referee not agreeing with that. And looks like Luxruth is going to basically do wholesale substitutions as it is Becker who will inbounds. Becker on the floor along with Sumariski, Sarkis, Roach, and also Kaufman. Duppengeiser in the corner, takes it down underneath, pass to Roach, and he'll get it out to Becker. Now it's Sarkis, 20 seconds on the shot clock. Duppengeiser along the baseline. Gives it to Roach. Kick it out to Becker. Shot is off mark. No good. And it's Knight's ball. Clifford into the front court. Being watched by Duppengeiser. Has the ball top of the key. Kick it over on the right side. And the shot is up and good. The basket by Jamison Zitz. I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly. It's Z-I-T-Z. And Becker turnaround off the mark. No good. Rebound controlled by Zitz. Brings the ball into the front court. Picks it into the lane. Double team there. Now picks up his dribble. We'll give it to Shelby. Shelby shot is off the mark. No good. Rebound to Duppengeiser. Duppengeiser bring it up himself. Brings it into the front court. Takes it right into the lane. Kick it out to Roach for three. It's off the mark. No good. Coffin, the rebound. Put back. No good, but he'll draw the foul. So it'll be the sophomore, Trenton Coffman, going to the line for Letchworth with 3:28 left. And the 67-30 Leroy lead. And Coffman at the line. He'll have two. Foul call went on Evan Rose. That is foul number two on Rose. Free throw is no good by Coffman. He'll have one more. That is only the second legend to attempt a free throw tonight. Maddox Kelly, 2 for 2 in the third quarter. Not a lot of fouls called, really, on either team. Second free throw, no good. And it's going to be Leroy ball. 3:28 left. Knights heading toward their 13th victory of the season. I think we're going to get a foul call. Offensive foul call. So Duppengeiser drawing the offensive foul. And it'll be Letchworth ball on the side. Duppengeiser takes the pass from Becker. Foul call one on Clifford. That is his first. And it's Duppengeiser with the ball. Gets it into the corner to Sarkis. Sarkis underneath. And the basket is good. Evan Sarkis with his first points of the game. 3 minutes left. Leroy leading by 35. Clifford into the front court. And a three-pointer on the way is good. A three-pointer for Jamison Zitz. Sarkis with the ball in the front court for Letchworth. Now he'll give it out to Roach. Roach with a skip pass. Goes out of bounds off the hands of Becker. Letchworth just not connecting on their passes tonight. I'll just be a little tired for the three games and four nights on the road this week. It's been tough with the snow earlier in the season really disrupted the Legends' schedule. It's Clifford, give it over on the left side to Draper in the lane. Floater is good. Seth Draper with his second basket of the game. He has 4 points. Duppengeiser into the front court. We'll find Roach into the corner to Sarkis. Sarkis looking. And tries for Duppengeiser, goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Leroy ball on the side. Substitution for the Knights as Rose will check back in. Shelby will have a rest. And the inbounds pass to Kolmetz. Kolmetz into the front court. We'll find Draper. And the baseline jumper is good. The basket by Evan Rose. Rose is averaging 1.5 points a game, so he beat his average tonight. And it's Duppengeiser for three. This one's off the mark, no good. And Leroy comes up with the ball. Is Zitz with the ball into the front court. Zitz top of the key. We'll get it to the baseline underneath. The Knights get it back out to Zitz. Zitz still has a dribble. Jumper off the mark, no good. Rebound putback is no good, and a foul call. So for Leroy, it'll be Evan Rose heading to the line. And Rose, 1 of 2 for the year on the line, so 50%. Foul call went on Roach. That'll be his second. And the free throw is off the rim. No good. Rose will have one more. Substitution for the Knights. Zitz will check out. Shelby back on for the Knights. Second free throw is off the mark. No good. And rebound can't quite be controlled there. No, I should be going to say it's a Letchworth ball. Duppengeiser into the front court. Klein Sarkis. Sarkis skip pass over to Becker. Now it's Roach cut off. Kick it back out to Becker. Shot is no good, but he will draw the foul. So Caden Becker, the junior, ahead to the line with 1:10 left. It's 74-32. Leroy with the lead. And Caden Becker looking to get into the scorebook tonight. Free throw is nothing but net there. So Becker joins the scoring parade for the Legends. Second free throw on the way is no good. And I'm going to say that was a three-point field goal, so he'll have one more three-point field goal attempt, I should say. Third free throw on the way is no good. And the rebound is picked off by Draper. Seth Draper with it. Finds Shelby. Shelby into the front court, being watched by Roach. Takes it down into the lane. Lost the handle. Going the other way, it is Sarkis. Sarkis into the front court for the Legends. Kick it out to Roach. Roach double teamed. And kick it over to Sarkis. Sarkis finds Dupin Geyser. Jumper off the mark. No good. Tapped around. Picked up by the Knights. It is Kolmetz with it. Kolmetz takes it down. Offensive foul call. And the charge is drawn by Evan Sarkis. So good defense there by Sarkis getting back. Foul call on Kolmetz is his second. Just 38 seconds left. Leroy with a commanding lead, 74-33. And it's Dupengeiser with the ball. Gets it over on the right side to Sarkis. Sarkis finds Stupengeiser. Tries to get it underneath. It's intercepted. Going the other way, it is Rose. Rose up the right side. Still has the dribble. Now picks it up. Kick it out to Shelby. Back to Rose. Three-pointer off the mark. No good. Rebound is picked up by Becker. Finds Stupengeiser. Stupengeiser floats it up to Sarkis. Shot is no good. And it's the Roy ball. And they will dribble it out. The final score, Leroy 74, Letcher 33. We'll be back to look at the final scoring. You listen to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Country Kitchen in Perry wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck. Country Kitchen Restaurant has terrific specials every day, so you can have the best breakfast, a finger-licking lunch, and a delicious dinner. What? You want it to go? No problem. And speaking of getting something to go, did you know they have terrific pizza and wing specials? Country Kitchen Restaurant, 34 South Main Street in Perry. Hey, why not call and order a pizza right now? Call 237-5640.
Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck for a productive season. Did you know that cow comfort is essential to milk production? A healthy cow is a profitable cow. Hendrickson's has been in the hoof trimming business for over 40 years. For the health of your herd, contact Zane at Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming at 269-9587. That's 269-9587. Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming, a proud sponsor of high school sports on CJ Country.
Special news alert. The Firing Pin 2.0 is finally open. It's been a long 2 years since the fire and operating out of a storage shed, but it's finally here and bigger and better than ever. Brandon and his crew are extremely excited for you to see their spectacular new facility that will thrill any gun enthusiast. Two floors of everything guns, plus a state-of-the-art indoor firing range. The Firing Pin would like to thank all of their loyal customers for supporting them during these trying times and invite you to come enjoy and be a part of the brand new Firing Pin, Route 33 in Virgin. And the Firing Pin wishes all of our local high school sports teams a bullseye of a season.
John Carlson with you back from Leroy where the Knights over the Legends by a count of 74-33. We'll run down the scoring first for Legends. Leading the way, it was Brody Beachel and Darren Abbott, 8 points apiece. 4 points apiece for Maddox Kelly, Jaden Wright, and Brian Roach. 2 points apiece for Evan Sarkis, Dupengeiser, and 1 point for Caden Becker. For the Knights leading the way, it was Grady Gilligan with 22, Matthew Hockey with 12, Braden Chase with 11, Aiden Weaver with 10, 5 points for Jameson Zitz, 4 points for Jagger Smith and Seth Draper, 2 points apiece for Cole Tonzi, Brady McClurg, and Evan Rose. Reminder, next broadcast coming your way Monday night, it will be Letchworth at Pavilion. Like to thank Pete back at the studio for his usual outstanding work. This has been John Carlson. You've been listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Section 5 High School Basketball on CJ Country has been brought to you by
SUNY GCC. Discover all they have to offer at genesee.edu. By Partners for Prevention, helping the community prevent underage drinking, gambling, and substance abuse. By Summit Family Dental Care in Warsaw and Geneseo. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com because your smile matters. By Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry, the standard of excellence since 1877. By Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, they understand your needs. By Harding Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, serving CJ Country for more than 45 years. By Rob's Glass in Warsaw and Batavia, reflecting excellence since 1984. By Salmon Orthodontics, start your journey to a better life by visiting salmonorthodontics.com. By Country Kitchen in Perry, for the best breakfast, finger-licking lunch, and delicious dinners. By the Perry Vets Club, welcoming all military veterans with free membership. By Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw, an established family friend since 1919. By Cole Building Solutions in Silver Springs, specializing in commercial barns and storage since 2012. By Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming in Perry. Contact Zane at 269-9587. By Creative Food Ingredients in Perry. If you're looking for a great career, Creative Food Ingredients has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees. By Reisdorf Oil and Propane in Warsaw, Batavia, and North Java. Family-owned and operated since 1953. By Warsaw Sea Store and Virgin Sea Store and Alexander Country Deli. Your small town convenience store and fueling station. By Ott's Collision in Warsaw. State-of-the-art collision and mechanical work. Let Ott's get your vehicle back in the game. By the Firing Pin in Virgin, Western New York's premier shooting range, gun shop, and training center. And by Warsaw Redemption Center. On the web at warsawredemptioncenter.com.
Catch sports podcasts of all this season's games online at wcjw.com. And join us weekdays for the latest news and scores, mornings and afternoons, on the CJ Section 5 Update with Jimmy Jack. Section 5 Basketball is a presentation of Western New York CJ Country, your home for high school sports.